You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Like a fine wine aged to perfection until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history. Two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 in John and Gordy in the Morning. Rainy day here in the capital city, Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Showers, maybe a couple of thunderstorms early, and then it should clear out midday, and then a high around 85 this afternoon. It's still going to be warm and muggy all day.
Yeah.
And we might get some showers and storms tonight, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a dome over the stadium.
Yeah.
From what I hear, we're going to be in Milwaukee this evening.
That'll be nice. Cubs and Brewers tonight. We'll be taking our winner, Linda, to see the game along with either her daughter or granddaughter. I think she was trying to decide which one she was going to take, but I think it ended up being her daughter. And, that'll be fun. She's our Brewers winner, thanks to Downdrin's Distilling for helping us out with that promotion. And it should be a good time tonight.
Should be a really important game because the Brewers are now one game up on the Cubs.
Yes.
Brewers won last night, yesterday, rather, not last night.
Okay.
But, it's going to be a big game. And because it's so big, we have decided to take Wednesday off.
That's right. Yeah, we're expecting the game to go into extra innings, and we'll be in Milwaukee all night long.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're...
We feel bad about it because we like to... We like to get to all the current information and news out there, and we'll have a pile of news to probably sort through on Wednesday to bring you on Thursday. It's just one of those sacrifices. We really tried to get a day game.
Tried to, but
they wouldn't give it to us.
Well, they didn't have enough tickets.
Well, that's what they say, right?
Well, that's what
so anyway, here we are going at night, and it's just going to be a really long night.
Yeah.
Not a lot of show prep either, so.
So we pre-recorded Wednesday show, or we're going to be doing that.
Today.
A little later on today, and we'll take most of Wednesday off, but we got our Sugar River Pizza Party to
go
to.
We still have that, yes.
Wednesday.
We are going to be doing that.
Yes, and we're taking care of that, Wednesday. Okay.
All right.
So,
all right. Well, they're finding
out this
Manhattan shooter had a grievance against the NFL.
Oh, is that right? I haven't heard that.
Yeah, he had a note in his pocket, and angry with the NFL, and that's why he ended up in the NFL building or a building with the NFL in it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
How could you have a grievance against the NFL?
I don't know. It's horrible. Yeah. Yeah, terrible downtown shooting in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, that situation was resolved pretty quickly, but, it was awful while it was happening. 9 minutes past the hour, and, wet day ahead of us, as we said. Is it time for what should we do? What should we matter?
This is early this time.
We're going...
What are we doing
right away?
You want to hold on?
No, I'm good. Hey, look.
We don't have to.
It's our new camera angles here.
Oh.
There we go. Good. Yes. Yeah. If you want to check out the YouTube or Facebook, we do have new camera angles.
We're backwards, right?
Yeah.
Why is it John should be on the left and I should be on the right?
But then the names are all wrong. You know, John and Gordy is on the right side instead of the left side.
Wait a minute.
That doesn't...
No, I'm on the left and he's on the right. John, Gordy.
Well, it doesn't matter where the name... The names are where they are. That name, he's talking about this.
Oh.
That.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You can't move that?
People kind of know
can't
who
move
we are.
The name?
I mean, I guess I could. Yeah, all right. I could do that.
I'm not all used right. to the close-up. I would have worn my makeup this morning, but
there you go.
You sure, good face. All right, let's do the Would you?
Would you rather do?
Yeah, let's all do right. some. Would you rather?
Is this a new open?
Nah.
No.
Here we go. What?
Would you rather? Would you rather?
Right. All right, all right. There it is. I can understand it more and more as
yeah,
the days go on.
Me too. Me yeah. too. I'm starting to get used to it, kind of.
All right. So, first question. Would you rather visit Hogwarts or Narnia?
Oh, Hogwarts, obviously.
I would do Narnia. Narnia really? Is very luscious. Hogwarts is kind of scary.
I never understood Narnia.
I don't get it either. Yeah, I'd go Hogwarts, I guess.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you guys go Hogwarts?
Yeah.
What's the reason?
I mean,
why should I go
into some kind of cabinet in somebody's room and then go into a different world that I didn't understand?
Yeah, but then you open up through the cabinet. You're not living in the cabinet. You're living in Narnia.
I know. Just too scary.
Narnia.
You know, many, 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 many years ago, like when I was 3 or so or 4, we had a cabinet in our bedroom, and it was scary. You know, it had doors on it, and I always thought of going in there and finding myself in another room similar to ours but covered in spiders.
Oh.
So I, for some reason, I'm just not into cabinets and climbing into them.
All right, you know what?
It's okay. All right, just so leave me alone.
That's a good explanation. All right. Second question.
Yeah.
Would you rather always talk in rhymes or sing instead of speak?
I'd talk in rhymes, I think.
I think I would talk in rhymes, too. I can't sing to save my life.
Yeah. Singing would be tough all the time.
Yeah. Right off the dome, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, I'll go with singing just because you guys, you know.
Like to be different?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll break from the mold here.
Okay.
All right.
All right, there we go.
Oh, it's just two questions. You don't have a third question?
That's all we got, yeah, unless we can come up with one ourselves.
No, we're good.
Yeah.
I think that's plenty. Okay.
Is it any kind of special day today that we, you know, we would like kick ourselves all day long for not having celebrated a specific day?
Well, let me just see.
National day.
Yeah.
Calendar.
I know you miss it.
Historical
don't you?
Day. No, I don't actually missed it. But sometimes, you know, we're sitting here like, you know, taking an aspirin day, a really important day like that.
Well, do you like lasagna? It's National Lasagna Day.
That would be it.
You're right. Part Italian. You might like that.
You would like the lipstick day.
National Lipstick Day, sure. Yeah, I like to try out different lipsticks from time to time. It's also National Chicken Wing Day.
You know, it's weird. I've been thinking about buying chicken wings in the prepared stuff that they have frozen.
I don't like chicken wings at all. Not into them.
Yeah, sometimes they're kind of fatty, right?
You're
eating the skin.
It's just gooey, greasy. Ugh.
I like chicken wings.
I do, too.
But the fat, there is some fat on there that, yeah.
But, you know, we had somebody stop by and give us the chicken wings. We were talking about
Wings Over Madison.
Wings Over Madison, that's right. And they had great wings.
They were, yeah, it was really good.
It was fantastic. And, again, we appreciate them stopping by. They have a reformulation, and it works out. It was really good.
I remember after the show, you know, John and I were in the kitchen for like a half an hour trying to figure out what wings we want to take home.
That's right.
It took us forever. It took us really long.
You know, we really have to get the go trays in the lunchroom every once in a while. It'd be nice to take something home with us, but they don't have go trays.
Go trays. Okay.
Yeah. You know what go tray is.
Like a tray to go? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Really? That good, huh?
Well, yes. Good sometimes stuff. we had pie. Mm. Laura brought in a pie and, All right.
Be a good time for a go tray as well.
Yeah. You know, every once in a while I come up with these fantastic ideas and no one cares.
No, it's a good idea because we do get food drop by every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not begging for it, but, you know. If it comes by, we'll take it.
And Kathy, too, I believe, dropped off some great food.
Mm.
Don't want to forget everybody that's brought in food, certainly.
Remember
the old days when we depended on that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
every once in a while, some donuts come in. That's nice.
Yeah, every once in a while.
But you,
be sure nice if somebody brought in donuts today. But
can't depend on it.
No, yeah. No, you really can't ask for too much.
Mm-hmm. We're not live on YouTube today, according to Catherine.
Yeah, there was a problem with our
what's the deal with that?
Destination. We couldn't connect.
Our destination?
Yes, I clicked live a couple minutes beforehand and couldn't get connected.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, that's it. I'm going home.
Okay. How are we doing on Facebook? Are we on Facebook?
We are on Facebook, yes.
How about X? Are we still on X?
X is kind of a
gamble.
Yeah, right. X has not been a
friend lately.
Has not been a friend.
Yeah. Mm. Go figure.
Well, no. What's this about Facebook? What?
Facebook's good. Facebook, right, we weren't good, you know, a couple days ago. He always likes to go back and forth for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
All right.
The mysteries. Well, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. If you're not sure what other people are saying because of loud background noise, well, they can help you out. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center. Call them at 608-249-4077 or go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take an initial hearing aid test there and set up an appointment. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center in Madison.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Amazing story on CNN right now. Trump prepares to return to D.C. to put out fires. He's going to put out fires.
Trump is
going to do that. He's got to take care of some problem. You know how he is at problem solving. Fantastic guy. Just unbelievable.
Yep. He gets everybody in the same room together and solves it.
He really does. Maybe put a little bit too much into Putin. The trust he had for Putin, and that didn't turn out real well for him. Yeah. No. Yeah. That didn't work. And, of course, he's always supported Bibi Netanyahu, and, of course, that didn't work out either. So he hasn't really learned too many lessons from the people who betrayed him.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Bibi. And then, there's a piece of work. Bibi Netanyahu. There's no starvation going on in his world. There's not a problem.
It's just so outrageous that more and more individuals, people are finding out about this, and it's just it's so outrageous. But and then Ghislaine Maxwell is appealing to the Supreme Court. You remember last year when we appealed to the Supreme Court to allow us to get more hours, and it just didn't work.
They didn't take up our case.
So
no, not at all.
I don't know. Interested. So it's easy to go to the Supreme Court just to ask them something, anything.
Yeah. Gee, why would she get any special treatment and go right to the Supreme Court with something?
It's just odd. Maybe it's a favor. Maybe it's a favor that the Supreme Court owes owes Trump.
Possibly, yeah. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Patrick McBride. He's author of the book, The Luckiest Boy in the World.
Yes.
And, he was a Brewers bat boy. He worked with the Bucks. He worked with the Packers. And he's going to come in and get us all revved up and ready to go for the Cubs-Brewers game tonight that we're going to. And that should be a lot of fun. He's always a great time to hang with him. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, since they first opened up their doors, but some things have remained constant through Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east and west, or go to verlo.com.
All right.
All right.
Well, you got a lot coming up today, so don't go too far away from Civic Media app or the radio.
Be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
One step beyond.
WMBX 92.7. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young in the morning.
with producer Dom in the air chair, flipping the switches and pushing the buttons, making things happen in there. And rainy start this morning. Looks like the rain is moving out already, and we'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine. Highs in the mid-80s today. Feeling muggy out there this morning. 72 degrees currently. So we want to congratulate our winner of the pizza party this Wednesday. We'll be visiting Lindsay Nelson. Does that name ring a bell, John? Lindsay Nelson?
It does, yes.
Yes. Remember, there used to be a sports announcer named Lindsay Nelson, very famous sports announcer back in the 60s. Wore outrageous sports jackets. He was really good. Anyway, this is Lindsay Nelson, who works at the State Wisconsin Department of Corrections. And we're going to go there and have a pizza
party. We may
never
leave.
You know, you're right.
They may have a room for us.
That's it.
And maybe we'll even take a slice. Who knows?
Yeah, this is the way to lure us in.
I think so.
ICE agents will be waiting for us.
Anyway, congratulations to Lindsay, and we'll be visiting Wednesday with the Sugar River Pizza Party. You can still enter. We're going to do this all the way through August, the Sugar River Pizza Party. And as soon as I get the rest of the information in front of me, that would be great. Here we go. John and Gordy, how do you do this? Well, it's very easy. You just let us know.
So easy,
that
we,
you're
we have to search for information.
We're doing this because we were nominated for Best of Madison for Madison Magazine. So was Sugar River Pizza.
I heard they picked that back now.
Is that right? Yeah, they decided otherwise, but we're going to continue to soldier on here. But just go to our website, WMDXradio.com. And fill out the entry. It says sign up here right at the bottom of the page. When you see the Sugar River Pizza banner at the top of the page, just click on it, enter, and who knows, you and your party can have a pizza party at your office.
All right.
Okay.
I had a visit yesterday from a plumber.
Really?
They have an experimental program on out there, and I volunteered to be a part of it. And what they do is they attach something to the water softener in the home, and it reduces the amount of salt in the water that you use in the home, even though that, I think, was supposed to be the reason why we have a water softener.
Right. Isn't that the purpose?
To adjust the amount of salt in the water to soften it and keep the minerals out. But anyway, it's attached now, and I hope to see some kind of improvement. We'll see.
Good.
We'll see.
Wow, I'm just seeing some devastating news for Cubs fans, and this is no kidding.
Oh, yeah, this, Ryan Sandberg
died. I did
died.
Not know that.
Yeah.
Ryan Sandberg dead at the age of 65. Wow. Okay, he was unbelievably great. Second baseman for the Cubs for many years.
You're a big Cubs fan. Yeah. A lot of people are familiar with Ryan Sandberg, but I've heard the name.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
He was really unbelievable. Yeah. Wow. Sorry to hear that. Okay.
All right. Bringing everybody down.
Well,
thank you so much for that. I was trying to be positive here in the program this morning.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
Well, I'm going to bring everybody down then.
great.
Pete Buttigieg. Is out there, and he's bringing up the fact that maybe the Democrats stuck too much to two words.
What's that?
And that is status quo.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the status quo. We, as Democrats, were saying, hey, let's keep that status quo going. Mm. And, you know, it was a kind of a catch-22 for us because, you know, Trump wanted to change everything. Yeah, he is doing what he said he was going to do, you know, destroy government and change everything, even the economic balance in the world. So we were saying, no, don't do this.
Yeah.
Let's just improve what we have. Yeah. I guess to Pete Buttigieg, that's the status quo. And I think we were just trying to protect at least what we have now. We can improve all that stuff without destroying it and getting rid of it and then starting over again. Mm-hmm. We can do it while we continue to have those same departments, just improve them dramatically. We can do that. Status quo. Mm-hmm. But we were accused of supporting the status quo and leaving everything the same, and people really want to change.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, they got it, and I hope they're happy now. I hope they're happy.
Yeah. Well, Pete Buttigieg has been making the rounds on a lot of different podcasts. He's going to podcast land just about anywhere he can. He was on Breakfast Club, which is an iHeart radio get-together, I guess, on one of their podcasts. And he was talking about, maybe reaching out to MAGAs and just saying, look, you don't have to agree with us on everything, but, take a look now. See what's happening. And I think he's reaching a few, but it's an uphill battle, I think. It's going to take a while.
Well, I mean, this is a quote here. It is wrong to burn down the Department of Education, but I actually think it's also wrong to suppose that the Department of Education was just right in 2024. That's not the argument, Pete. That's not the argument. You don't destroy it, burn it down, as you say, but then, start all over again, or at least distribute it into other different departments that have no experience doing anything with this. I am just... on pins and needles, wonder what's going to happen to the funding for college education. I don't know how that's going to work out.
Right.
Because they're so incompetent that it's hard to imagine them getting their stuff together. All right. And, anyway.
All right. 29 minutes past the hour. We've got a lot more show to go. Again, in our coming up in a little while here, we'll be talking with Pat McBride. He's written the book, The Luckiest Boy in the World, and we'll be visiting with him in our 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah, and the trade deal with the EU, not a great deal. And
really?
We mentioned it yesterday, but we're going to get into the details of it today.
Everybody seemed so happy it was done.
Yeah, that we're going to pay 15% more for products from Europe. I should be just celebrating, right. I guess.
We'll have more of John and Gordy in the morning after this.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
And it's pretty apparent that we have the dumbest president in our history. This is John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7, and he has certainly let us know how stupid he is. Recent comments.
I don't know. There were probably some dumb presidents back in
Scotland.
In the early days.
You think so?
Yeah. Millard Fillmore comes to mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's pretty dumb.
Yeah. But we don't have too many quotes from him.
No.
I suppose we could look them up.
Got no video, got no audio, so really don't know how dumb
it was. Then
it
doesn't matter. Yeah. It didn't exist. Yeah. It's not on X.
No. It's That's right. 6:36. It's cloudy. A little rain. That's moving out. We'll see some sunshine. Highs in the mid-80s. Going to feel muggy once again today. Okay?
All right.
But not as hot as yesterday.
Okay, let's get to these dumb comments.
Okay.
Remarkably stupid. I think you would describe it that way. Let's talk about wind turbines, okay? They're not windmills.
He calls them windmills.
Unless you're making grain of some sort, grinding up grain.
Yeah, they're really turbines. That's what they really are.
That's kind of what they are, yeah. So let's listen to Cut 150 here and listen to what he recently said about the ugly, ugly windmills out there.
Oh, God.
Well, I say two things to Europe. Stop the windmills. You're ruining your countries. I really mean it. It's so sad. You fly over and you see these windmills all over the place, ruining your beautiful fields and valleys.
No.
Killing your birds, and if they're stuck in the ocean, ruining your oceans.
They're stuck in the oceans. All right. Well, it's so unbelievably stupid that it is just tragic that we have this person in charge, and he's micromanaging the country on top of that.
Yeah. Well, he wants to manage the whole world now. You know, that's what he's going for.
So what we need to do is keep cranking CO2 into the environment. We need to crank particulate into the atmosphere so we all die prematurely of diseases we don't necessarily need to have. Just because it doesn't look good to him.
The windmills.
Windmills. the Dutch windmills that we've seen all over the countryside. Yeah. Oh, God, this guy's... All right. Now, this happened just recently. There was a Canadian, 60-year-old Canadian out fishing in Lake Champlain, and he ran into the Coast Guard out there, the U.S. Coast Guard.
Really?
And they thought maybe he had gone too far to the U.S. border or over into the U.S. border, and they gave him a really, really difficult time. I have a television coverage of this. This is 151. And this is how the whole thing transpired. The guy is, you know, traumatized. Let's listen.
Okay.
I'm never going to be the same. You see, it comes and goes. I can't stop it.
Edouard Lallemand is still very emotional when he talks about what happened on Sunday evening. Lallemand was out fishing near Venise en Quebec. The water connects to Lake Champlain in the U.S. But Lallemand says he knows for certain he was on the Canadian side.
I'm seeing them. They're coming towards me. And then I know, in my heart, I'm in Canada. I said, you can't do nothing to me.
The boat that was approaching, he says, was the U.S. Coast Guard. They asked him to turn off his engine. He complied. They told him he was in U.S. territory.
No, I'm very sorry. I'm in Canada. And I said, you know, I'm polite enough to talk to you guys, but you cannot arrest me. You can't come across the border and pick me up.
Yeah.
And they did.
Lallemand says he started his engine and tried to make his way further into Canada. But he says the Coast Guard followed and tried pushing him into the U.S. Eventually, his boat capsized. Lallemand was in the water and says he was drowning.
It's outrageous.
You know what they're doing? They're tying to my boat to their boat. They're not even taking care of me. Not at all. I'm the one that told them. The third time I went down, coming out with water in my mouth, spitting it out, I said, throw me a buoy.
He says he was handcuffed on the U.S. Coast Guard boat and eventually turned over to Border Patrol. He was detained and placed in a holding cell without a proper explanation, he says.
I said, are you arresting me? No, sir, you're detained. I said, detained for what? I said, you aggressed me. I didn't do nothing to you guys. I didn't even hit you guys.
He's like a beaten man.
He says he was injured, but he just wants an apology from the U.S. Coast Guard. And he's speaking out as a warning to other Canadians.
I want the people to know and to beware. Stay away from the from the border, even if it's 500, 600 feet away from there.
That's, wow.
That's it. That was a bad experience for him.
I guess
him.
So.
Yeah.
It's traumatized.
Getting a little aggressive, that Coast Guard.
Just
in fact,
a little.
They're expanding the Coast Guard. They're going to really, really make them a fighting force, a military fighting force.
So.
Which is crazy, and I don't think anybody wants to see. Is that what we voted for?
Guy could have drowned.
We have, essentially, they let him go down for a third time. Isn't it the cartoon version of drowning, right?
Yeah,
okay.
So. Let's go to the phones. 608-879-8255. Mark, good morning. What do you got for us today?
Well, you kind of blew me away with his last story. I mean, don't you have GPS? I mean, if the guy had GPS, he could prove that he was still in Canadian waters.
True.
That's kind of shared waters, for God's sake.
Right.
I mean, unless the guy's approaching American shores, what the heck is the problem?
Right.
Does Trump get all excited when he sees big old smokestacks belching out black coal smoke that used to coat my car with fly ash when I used to park down off of Main Street there down at the Capitol when they had the coal plant going?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks
for bringing that up. I thought of the same exact thing. I mean, are they attractive? Is it really great watching the smoke belching out of those smokestacks?
Yeah.
No.
It's
not pretty. I don't know.
That probably gets Trump excited. He doesn't need Viagra if he sees those big old smokestacks.
It
reminds me of just how small he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, true, man.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right. I appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. This is kind of a crazy thing, and I was going to talk to Tim Slacker. We'll probably bring this up during our meeting with Busted Pencil's Tim Slecker on Thursday. But this is out of Lawrence County, Tennessee. Boy, a lot of weird things happen in Tennessee. You don't need a, or actually, they don't want a doctor's note from a student anymore.
Oh, all really? Right.
This is cut 147. This is television coverage of it that describes it perfectly, but it is so wacky and so insane and so authoritarian. Let's listen.
Lawrence County School System's new attendance policy. Doctor's notes will no longer excuse an absence. Students will now just be marked absent or present. The policy states at three absences, schools will start intervention. If the student keeps missing school, eight or more days, there will be a juvenile court referral.
You could end up failing the grade. You could fail the course. You're going to be petitioned to court. You're not going to participate in graduation, get your driver's license permit.
While there will be exemptions for verified chronic illnesses and several other things, Director of Schools Michael Adkins and other district officials said in June's school board meeting that students need to learn reliability and work ethic.
And if you got the sniffles, that's fine. You're going to have them when you go to work one day. We've all gone to work sick and hurt and beat up.
The district sent this letter to local medical providers last week asking them to, quote, emphasize the importance of regular school attendance while treating school-aged patients. If a child goes to school sick and the school nurse sends that child home, Adkins said it will be marked as a tardy.
How does that make sense? As a parent, how can we give someone else the rights to say what's wrong with their child?
We reached out to several local districts about their attendance policies. Metro, Rutherford, Wilson, Williamson, and Clarksville Montgomery County schools all told us they accept doctor's notes to excuse absences.
Yes.
Put your kids' health first, right?
Back in Lawrence County, Sanchez and several other parents upset over the policy.
How did this get passed?
Are bracing for the new school year less than 2 weeks away.
Ultimately, I'm going to do what's right for my kid, regardless of this policy.
Courtney Allen, WSMV4.
Well, you know what they're doing is giving them a legal trail. What am I saying? A record.
Yeah.
Give these students a record right away.
While we're
still in school.
Yeah. I really want to see what Tim Slecker thinks of that. I really want to know what he thinks. I mean, I probably already know the answer, but I really want to know what he thinks of that.
Since when was a doctor's notice not good enough?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I know. It costs a lot of money getting a doctor's note. God, if they were that seriously ill, that would kind of tip it over into, you know, they're sick.
Yeah.
But instead, they want to just, you know, juvenile record and then maybe even take the kid away from the parents. Well, who knows, you know, right?
Well, doesn't the parent, can't the parents just write a note? I mean, the next day?
They can't do that either.
They can't.
Yeah, they can't do any of that stuff.
Enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It's all punishment. That's what it's all about by the Republicans. This is where they lean. This is how they think life should be for Americans in this country. I don't think so. And we're seeing, of course, at the top with Trump. But, boy, this
is also Tennessee.
Insanity.
My dad and grandparents and great-grandparents grew up in Tennessee. It's a different world there.
It is.
People,
Oh,
they're back in the hill country there.
Well, you know how that thing. Is. Yeah. They are doing their own thing out there. Wow.
Okay.
All right. And then this will also be something we'll talk to Tim Slecker about. I think we have time for this. Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters pushed 10 commandments, you know, in the public schools. He wanted to force Christianity taught as history and ban books, of course, with sexual material. Forget about all that. He had a very embarrassing moment while he had a school board meeting, and there was a video on the monitor just behind him as he was speaking. Let's listen to cut 157.
Okay.
New tonight, the governor is responding after reports that nude women were shown on a television behind the state superintendent during an executive session of the Board of Education.
There you go.
Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Evan Onstein.
I'm Jessica Schambach. The governor is saying tonight, I trust and appreciate my board members. They are volunteers who are sacrificing their time to serve Oklahoma students. Should these allegations be true, all I can say is that I am profoundly disappointed.
It's
now, according to the Oklahoman, OSDE board board members, Ryan Dethridge and Becky Carson, say they saw nude women on a TV screen behind Superintendent Ryan Walters during that meeting. They described to the Oklahoman that the video appeared to be something from the 1960s.
Wow. The incident happened during this closed-door session yesterday. We reached out to both Dethridge and Carson. Neither would confirm what they saw specifically, but Carson said in part, quote, the images that board members were exposed to yesterday in this meeting were inappropriate, to say the least.
And grainy.
There has to be accountability. Dethridge also providing a statement saying, in part, we hold educators to the strictest of standards when it comes to explicit material.
But
the standard for the superintendent should be no different.
Yeah. And Superintendent Walters telling KOCO, some of these board members are blatantly dishonest and cannot hide their political agenda.
What?
It's disappointing that they are more interested in creating distractions than getting work done for Oklahoma families.
What about the video? What about the monitor having the nude women from the 60s on? What is that?
How did that happen?
Any way to explain that, Ryan Walters?
There's no explanation, apparently.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah, grainy 60s porn films. Great.
Excellent.
Super.
6:48, cloudy in Madison, capital city. 72 degrees. Back with more of John and Gordy in the morning after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Started singing with socks in their mouth, and because it was a very big deal,
that was
with Michael McDonald.
I'm gonna be done playing that.
Don't play that again, because we're gonna talk about Michael McDonald for the next half hour. Let's not do it again.
Yeah, don't play that again.
Okay. WMDX. This is John and Gordy. Just. Mm-hmm. Still freaked out over Michael McDonald's help on pop music.
Yeah. We're getting some texts in here about that story that you were reading in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that was,
video.
For one thing, Catherine asks us, our program director, how do you know they were grainy? Because they're from the 60s.
They
didn't have high definition back then. Okay,
right?
They were videos. Somebody forgot to change the channel. Ryan Walters, I would think. And another one, Doug asks, how could they tell they were from the 60s?
Again.
Grainy
video.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
They were always grainy. Always.
That was the look in the 60s.
That's how it looked.
They didn't. It was before high def.
Like home video is what it was. Oh, and she goes,
Okay. Ooh.
Okay.
Hey, let's go to the phone.
Yeah.
Joe is on the line with a question or a comment. What do you got for us, Joe? Good morning.
Oh, just, I could be going on for several hours, I suppose, but I'll leave it to two items here. First off, in reference to the previous story you had about the poor Canadian fisherman whose boat was capsized by a very aggressive U.S. Coast Guard, my question is, who pays for the boat? I mean, does he have to, what is his insurance form list? The Coast Guard rammed me, and boats have a cost to him. He was very nice to say, I just want an apology, but who pays for the boat? And then the second thing is on this superintendent of Oklahoma schools who couldn't quite figure out how to, during a Zoom meeting, to turn off his 60s porn that was apparently playing. One of the things they said in the story about it that I thought was just such a relevant detail, the two people were able to see that this weird stuff was going on with these nude images of women, and one of the women said, I turned into a mama bear, and I said, what is going on here? And his reply was, I can't turn it off.
Yes, he can't turn it off.
Which is really interesting to me, because he's a superintendent of schools for Oklahoma, and one would think that STEM, science, technology,
sure.
Kind of important, that you should be able to learn how to turn off porn on your Zoom meeting. You know, that would be a real basic for the superintendent of schools.
Yeah.
So,
oh
my God. Anyway, my two cents on a one more flailing amazing story.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
I appreciate it. Yeah,
thank you, Joe.
Filling in the blanks. That's it. Yeah, it was an interesting story about Ryan Walters. Again, he can't stop making the news. He really can't.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is something, Lara Logan. Remember Lara Logan?
Oh, yeah.
She.
What happened to her?
Fantastic reporter.
She was on 60 Minutes for a while.
Yeah. She was out there. She was in the field in war zones, and she was doing a fantastic job. All of a sudden, she just flipped, went nuts, became mega. Sorry about that. Yeah. You're going to find out. Now, she's talking to filmmaker and stuntman Mike Smith. He claims that top-level Hollywood demands a blood sacrifice.
What?
Yes. Top-level Hollywood demands that there be a blood sacrifice or transitioning of a child as a symbolic act of loyalty to Hollywood. Okay. Now, you would think
about?
That Lara would sit there going, yeah, sure, But you'll be surprised at the very last comment from her in this report, 163. Okay. Let's listen.
Is it true that to get to a certain level in Hollywood, these famous people have to sacrifice their firstborn child? Is that a crazy thing to say?
I've heard, let me just say for the record, don't know any of this to be, I can't prove what I'm about to say. If you ask me what I can prove, I can't prove this. Mm-hmm. But if you ask me what I believe, I believe that there is a club, and I do believe that there are certain people that to attain certain stature or certain level of influence or
I believe this guy's
power,
crazy.
Fame, whatever, you're required to either sacrifice a blood sacrifice, whether it be your mom or a relative or whatever, or transition one of your kids, because it's all worshiping their God, their false God.
So what are the signs that you see that make you think that that's true?
Oh, this is great.
What do you mean? Go Google your stars and see how many of them lost a parent or how many of them lost a kid.
But that happens.
You know, died in accidents or died during, a certain period of time in their life.
But that's normal.
Go see how many stars have transgender kids. Who do you think's pushing that?
Oh, come on.
Where do you think that comes from?
Hollywood.
That is Baphomet. That is satanic.
What? It's dark.
It's evil.
It's very dark.
That's her. That's dark. A response.
Oh, my God.
That's dark. But Lara Logan now believes even that. Okay.
Wow. That's weird.
I know. Well, check out. Maybe their parents did die. Maybe a loved one of theirs passed away. Who knows?
That's the way it goes.
You would think that's life, but maybe not. Maybe it's the way Hollywood is these people to sacrifice somebody for loyalty to Hollywood. I don't.
It's good to see
Lara Logan's working hard on the big story.
The big stories,
the ones that we don't have time to cover.
Right, exactly. That nuts. That's just.
It's so sad to see somebody who has been reduced to this level of mega.
Yeah. Well, yes. Anything goes, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. But every time they have an actor that goes into politics, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're the good ones in Hollywood. Everybody else is bad.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we got so much more. We got some really good stuff coming up.
Yes,
later.
We do.
We're going to be talking about the Trump deal with the EU. It's so ridiculous and so stupid that I can't wrap my head around it either.
Got that coming up. This portion of the show brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Yeah. Give them a call, 608-249-4077, Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Back with more in our 7 o'clock hour. Stay with us.
This is what you guys call music.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.